starts off in Tafresh Lamed Tesef Aleph. Kitzin Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah. What's Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah? Oichel Shaisa Yashinu Matayel. The Dabra Sukkah Kol Shiva Tzamim Bimim Mevelay Kedek Shadabra Beisa. The Mitzvah Sukkah is present to eat, sleep, Matayel, and you live in the Sukkah Bimim Mevelay Kedek Shadabra Beisa Kishayim Leishasham. That's going to be the here. Now the Achoinim have a shayla discussion in terms of the Negev, the Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah. So eating and drinking, eating and sleeping is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to go ahead and do this stuff. The shaila is
the situation where a person is mimatayel in the sukkah or learning in the sukkah. Is that a chiyuv that the sukkah stage shows you is a mechayiv that you have to live in the sukkah, you move out of your house, live in the sukkah, and everything which a person does, a person is mechayiv to do it in the sukkah, and if a person. And that's mamash achelik. That's chiyuv hasukkah. What the pshat is no. Avada that's chiyuv is only eating and drinking, eating and sleeping. Mitayel, learning, just hanging around, schmoozing, sitting in the sukkah. That's not part of the etzem chiyuv sukkah. It'd just be a kiyum mitzvah sukkah. That's not the actual etzem chiyuv mitzvah sukkah. So does anyone have any raya's? What?
Puts it all together.
That what?
Puts til together with achila.
Okay, but it could be that it just means that it's a chelik of the mitzvah. A chelik of the mitzvah is that by doing all these things, it's pashut bar that there's a kiyum mitzvah by doing that. I'm living in the sukkah as a chelik of the mitzvah, and it's going to be a kiyum mitzvah. The question is it I'm chiyuv to metal in the sukkah? Say I go, I'm not metal in the sukkah, or I don't learn in the sukkah. I'm not able to. There's a chiyuv to go and do it, or the chat is it's just a chilek of that. It's a chilek of that sukkah. What?
Suda
said
every day
is not
the machlokes of
a chiyuv.
So why is it
that you
use the same
thing? What do you say?
It's not a
chiyuv.
Suda.
No, when I eat, there's a chiyuv. So when I don't have to be metayel, but if I'm metayel, I have to be metayel in the sukkah. You know, when I eat, there's a chiyuv. But it's not the pshat that a person's machlokes to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. So the chiyuv from the lashon Aran, which we saw, when you have the chiyuv between what's the pshat between when you have to learn in the sukkah. So Rashi. She learns the chilek is mitzar, not mitzar. The Ran says the chilek is that if somebody's learning b'ion, that's a kviyas. If somebody's learning b'kistiks, that's aray, and therefore that's out of sukkah. Chilek is right, out of sukkah. Mashing someone's a kviyas is going to be in the sukkah. So the mashmois is what do we find? What's the chilek in kviyas? Aray is something which you don't do in the sukkah. Something which is a keva that there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. So it sounds like. What's the whole shayla by learning? Just stop. What's the whole shayla by learning? What are we handling? What's the discussion? The same shayla. Is the shayla? No, that'll be the chakir. What's it by learning? The Gemara says you have to. Sometimes you have to learn sukkah. Sometimes you're supposed to be in sukkah. Sometimes not. So according to Rashi, the discussion is, well, whether b'chal is inyan. This is amit star, so no need to be in sukkah. And this is amit star, so then inyan chiyah. You know, we call it is. The Ran sounds like the discussion is that chiyah keva or is it aray? Something which is keva, then. That's in the sukkah. Some which is aray is out of the sukkah. It would seemingly from there sound like that it would yes be a chiyuv. It's something which is like, you know, it would yes be a chiyuv, and it would be a chiyuv to go out and do the Rabbeinu Menoyach and the Rambam Parag of Alachatas says that it's a chiyuv to learn in the sukkah when it's leifen of kviyas, and he says it's a chiyuv of the mitzvah and it's a chiyuv, and he says you even have to make a brach on it. That learning in the sukkah when leifen of keva is not a chiyuv. And you have to go ahead and make a brach. So Menoyach is mamish klar that he's learning that these other chalakim are part of the etzem chiyuv sukkah, and it'll be a chiyuv to do it, not just a misakumis to go ahead and do it. No, when you mitayel, No, we're saying learning types of learning. There's learning which is kviyas. There's eating which is a kviyas, and eating which is not a kviyas. There's learning which is a kviyas, and which is not a kviyas. Mitayel just don't. Maybe that's always a kviyas, whatever. You always have to do it. So it sounds like the nema teisha can do is mechayiv you to do all these things in sukkah, not just achila and shena, tayel, learning, anything which is a kviyas. You mechayiv. What? Maybe you can make a tayel. Maybe could be. Yeah, and that also is possible. You know, you can make a chilek kviyas the situation. Now there's a tashbeitz in chilek alav simon kuf. He's discussing. Yeah, he has a discussion with negiyah shvua. Gets over there, he says, at the beginning of the tshuva, it's a very long tshuva, it's about like 14 pages, but at the beginning of the tshuva over there, he throws in that by sukkah, there's no chiyav b'chlaat to go in the sukkah the whole sukkahs, once you pass the first night. The tips are chalik to the mitzvah, he says. A lot of reason is a chiyav. The rest of the sukkahs is no b'chlaat, you never have to go into the sukkah, b'chlaat. He's telling me if somebody made a shur not to not to sleep in the sukkah. So is it being vatal on mitzvahs? Is it be soid? There's never a chia really to hold sukkahs to go on the sukkah besides the first night. I don't have to eat, right? I can always do a chia sarai. Sleeping, he says, there are ways around it also. You don't have to sleep. And he says that there's no chia besides the first night. There's no other chia to go ahead and be in, to go ahead to be in the sukkah b'chalal. So it sounds like from the Tashbe, he says nothing on that. These other things are not a chia to go ahead and do it. That you're not going to do all your yeshivas and all your living in the sukkah. It's only in Amukhiv to go ahead and do these in the sukkah. What do you say?
Same way you have to eat.
No, the question is a bit. Like a night, you know, the basic size of Tisha can do is that Mechaivi to do or your yeshiva. So I'm thinking that's a shayla. It's a shayla to have 7 days of doing no yeshiva, which is something which is Kain Tadiru, that's going to be Mechaivi. I'm saying, right, I understand. Mukhar. You could say. What?
You have
a chila and shina. Tachila is pretty easy, right? You just have chicken. You have chicken, meat, potatoes, salad, and you can do it for a week. That's not really so difficult. Shina was a little bit difficult. It's not going to be hanshan bucha. This is a lashon. Somebody who's, you have to be in the sukkah korag v'rega, to turn to the mitzvah being in the sukkah. And somebody is mash himself outside the sukkah. He writes a very strong lashon. It's bitul mitzvah saseh. He writes a Yimavatu Asay, somebody doesn't go into his Seir Sharis Aveda. He says that Yimavatu Mitzvah Asay, if somebody's not in the Sukkah, Yimavatu Mitzvah Asay. So the Poiskim of Eibar, like, what does this mean? He says, if you go out of the Sukkah for a second, Yimavatu Mitzvah Asay, like, how can it be? Like, it means I'm quite the same Sukkah all the time, I have to be everything there. It's not something which is Neskaba Lev. It doesn't make so much sense. Plus, the Chazanish is that Sukkah is not a jail. Like, you know, they have to be there, and you can't move, and they have to be there, and so now it's taver, and you know, so you say, so what's the pshan in the Seisha Shaveda? The Kaveh Chaim brings down the Maril, he says an interesting lesson over there, that the sukkah is a very, very heavy place. He says that the sukkah is like a base, and the Torah starts with a base, Bria Sa'ilim was a base, it's, the Midas are Zayin Tvachim, can I give the Zayin Rekias, And he writes that there's a mitzvah every second person in the sukkah, and you shouldn't leave the sukkah b'li hechrech. It shouldn't be without a hechrech. A person shouldn't leave the sukkah. You should spend all your time in the sukkah. Unless you have a hechrech, a sibah, to leave the sukkah, you shouldn't go ahead and leave the sukkah. And that's what the place we say, really. You say, leave the sukkah. V'at mitzvah say, doesn't mean the sukkah is a jail. It means, if b'li hechrech, you belong to the sukkah, and if you don't have a hechrech, then you shouldn't be leaving the sukkah. What's the Sivis HaDavar? Why? What's the Sivis HaDavar? Why? B'li Hechrik, you can't leave the sukkah.
Because
there's a chash of the place. Right? So it's in two ways. Like, you understand that the Sivis HaDavar is, it's just that there's a mitzvah kiyumis every single second in the sukkah, and therefore, B'li Hechrik, you shouldn't leave that mitzvah, you shouldn't leave the mitzvah kiyumis. We find by mitzvah kiyumis tzitzis, right? Tzitzis is not a chiv to stay in the sukkah. Sorry, tzitzis is no chiv to wear tzitzis. But the Gemara brings down bin in the rischa, the Gemara Menaches, bin in the rischa, when there's a din in the world, then you get punished from about the mitzvahs. So could be that you said a davar over here, that the reason why is you shouldn't leave the sukkah b'yachrik, because you have a tremendous opportunity to go ahead and to mekayim a mitzvah, and so therefore b'yachrik, you should not stay out of the sukkah. Or you can understand another way, from Zalman and Mechashem Abayz, Nun Ches, he says, could be it's misad etzem teshua kain tadiru, teshua kain tadiru is mechayivu to do all your yeshivas in the sukkah. You have to live in the sukkah, and therefore anything which is possible to do in the sukkah, you do in the sukkah. Just like in your house. Sometimes you leave a house, right? You go shopping, you don't stay home, you go to your house, you leave your house for certain things. So it'll be the same guy over here, that the chiyuv of teshua kain tadiru is to make your sukkah into your house, and you have to do everything which you normally do in the house, and unless you have a hechrich, you shouldn't go ahead and leave it. Definitely, everyone agrees that Kulam is maskim. Staying in the sukkah is definitely a mitzvah kiyumis. You became a mitzvah. The chakira and the shayla of the charedim is that if you leave when it's not achila and shena, and you go out of the sukkah when it's not achrich, it's pshat is you just lose the mitzvah kiyumis. Or pshat is that's going to be a bitzel of etzem chefs of the sukkah. The teshuva can do is mechayiv to go ahead and live in the sukkah. Fine. So the Ramah brings down that being the sukkah is a makam kaddish. So we have to be knowing a kedusha in the sukkah. Ayas Hashem tashes buzzy b'sukkah kedusha le'mitzvah b'zuyis alav. The sukkah is a makom which is a very very chashuv place, and therefore you shouldn't do any b'zayin mitzvah b'zuyis alav. It's not the kavachayim sukkah tanva brings down that the sukkah you have the zayin tzaddikim in the sukkah, and he says you shouldn't bring a goy into the sukkah. And he writes the lashon over, if you bring goy into the sukkah, it's like the Zayin Tzadik can give you klolos nimrotzos.
Right? What?
What
do
you say?
Goy
should help. Okay, I'm saying, but a little bit easy. Some macaroni, everything's a sukkah, whatever, bring going to a sukkah. But al-Kapanim, being that it's a Makom Kodesh, you have to treat it with respect. Now, what's called Tashas B'Zayin? It says washing dishes, tefillah sukkaros. So this is negeya. A lot of people have sukkahs in. People have the sukkahs. They have sukkahs in the kitchen. Some people they just have like what?
Skylight.
It's what?
Skylight.
Skylights open up, and the sukkah is going to be in the kitchen. So that's the problem. You now that do double bezoyin the sukkah, you can't wash the dishes in the sukkah. Some people have. I've seen people have the washing machine and dryer in the sukkah.
You're not using it.
What did I say? Doing laundry in the sukkah? That's bizarre. No. What did I say? You do laundry in a shul?
You
do laundry in your office?
What did I say?
What?
If you're a kid.
What did I say?
You're
a kid. The hamper's there, I'm saying. So all these things beside are going to be a problem. What's the eitzah if that's what you have? What's the eitzah? So the eitzah is you should make it outside of the sukkah. You should put like a no. I'm saying you put like a mechitza tzuris pasach to make it out of the sukkah. All
nice
tablecloth,
a nice cover.
No, I'm saying let's say it's in your kitchen. No problem. I can wash the dishes. What are we doing over here, right? Not really such an option to go to your neighbor to wash dishes, right? You'd have to make it out. You have to make it a nadach chelik of the sukkah. You have to put a pasach mechitza in order to make a nadach chelik. Nadach chelik of. What do you say? No, how are you washing the dishes?
No, let's say washing.
How are you washing the dishes? Washing the dryer, if you're not going to be using it, not keeping the dirty laundry over there for sukkahs, you can't keep your hamper with dirty laundry over there.
Yeah, but let's say you do wash on home
every. When it's in the sukkah, that's Tashem's design in the sukkah. You have to, if you're washing the dryer in the sukkah, you have to make it to a pasach. Washing.
No, that there is a that there is.
There are rubbings down that there's a vada busy sukkah. And, what? What say? What say? So that we got to. It's like pots and pans. That we got to. Saying we're definitely doing a mitzvah washing dishes. That for sure. Washing laundry, hanging laundry, right? People hang laundry outside. It's on your porch. Yeah, hanging laundry. All those things are double design in the sukkah. Now, Mishmur discusses in terms of. Going to the bathroom in the sukkah. So how is this? Where's this gonna? Where's the negeya in terms of going to the bathroom in the sukkah? So actually, what? Right, so it can be negeya, number one, changing dirty diapers in the sukkah. Changing dirty diapers in the sukkah, that's in the car, which one? What do you say? You don't do it in front of Svarim, whatever, you know, that's one issue. So it is stuck on the gate to me that it's out of ground floor, so kids, so we put in an alarm system into our dear ground floor, and a lot of kids doing Yerushalayim, there was a lot of Gnevis, so we have our alarm system. Now, we got this, I don't know, whoever, somebody recommends it to a person, we use this person, and they put in like this alarm system, like, I don't know, it's a very sophisticated alarm system, the system. And, not that there's anything stealing my house, but like, but this alarm system, basically, you can never change it. You have to call them down in order to change the hours when the alarm goes on. When the alarm goes on and off, you can't set it by yourself. It's like computerized and this and that. I don't know. So we have it that goes on every day at 2 o'clock in the morning and it goes off at 5 o'clock. What's that? Between 2 and 5. That's when the alarm goes on and off. That's when the alarm goes on and off. Yeah, every once in a while, you know, whatever. But between 2 and 5, you know, that's the time. So now, on sukkahs have a shtickle problem because the alarm is on between 2 and 5 at night and the sukkah is on the porch. So, what? Yeah, that's one problem. If it starts raining, it's a problem. Or you wake up, so you wake up all night and you have to go to the bathroom. The windows are an alarm system. That's the alarm. The alarm is. So you wake up all night and you have to go to the bathroom. What? What do you say? That's not good. No. Nope. So like, what do we do now? You know, like. Can't do that. They have to calm down because five and shakar. I don't know, it's a scam, you know. But Akapana, whatever it is. Yeah, so the question is any hatter for one to go to. Skits, I woke up at 3:30 at night. It's an hour and a half. I have to go to the bathroom. What do we do now? So the question is there any hatter to go to the bathroom in the sukkah or not? So Michas the Lazer and Dalai and Gimel, he says he doesn't understand this whole thing of like not going to the bathroom in the sukkah. The Gemara brings down that Batsam, you could, the Gemara Brachas brings down, are you allowed to do katanim in while you're wearing tefillin? So the Gemara brings down Batsam, it's okay to wear katanim, to do katanim when you're in the sukkah. So he says, we see that, it's mutter to. While you're wearing tefillin, we don't say it's bizarre, you know, the tefillin, you go ahead and be mashing ketanim. So he says, so what then in the sukkah, the chayr should be the same thing, though. You know, why should it be any different? And therefore he says he doesn't understand this whole halacha. He says, well, tasha mitos mutter, this is something you got to do, so it's a normal thing to do. So what should be the issue? And he says the chayr doesn't understand why it should be a problem. So sober down between lechem v'simla, yesh lechalek harbe. Very partial lechalek, right? Lechem v'simla. Le yesh lechalek harbe between. But here the shayla, what's the difference between going to the bathroom in the sukkah or going to the bathroom when you're wearing tefillin? We're saying wearing tefillin, you're allowed to go to the bathroom. So then, when you're in the sukkah, you're allowed to go ahead and be mashed. It says the chalek this. The chalek is very partial. By sukkah, the whole sukkah is a makam kaddish. No one says, can you go to the bathroom on your tefillin? Why they can't go to the bathroom on your tefillin? That would be bizarre, right? So going to the bathroom in the sukkah, every single, the whole avra of the sukkah, the whole sukkah is a makom kodesh. You're making on the tefillin. That's what you're doing. Therefore, he says, there's no shaykhis to, just because you can make with your tefillin, you can't make on your tefillin. I mean, the whole sukkah is a makom kodesh. What? In the kli what? It's coming out.
What do you mean?
The sukkah is not the floor. Yeah, the whole sukkah. This is your sukkah. Every single area of the sukkah is a makam kaddish. So you're making on your tefillin. That's what you're doing. Therefore, he says there's no shaykhis. Avad, you can't. It's totally different than. There's no shaykhis to making with your tefillin. Here you're making on your tefillin.
Like in the shul.
Right, like in the shul. Every year, it's besides. Therefore, he says it's going to be a problem. I'll combine them. What's me alakal maisa? Well, you're there. I'm saying don't put an alarm system. But
what?
No. So no. What do you say? I have to jump down a flight. Like it's like right, you know, from the porch. My kids do it all the time. Like, but I'm a little bit old for that. They're like, I would just jump and I.
What?
If you walk through this, sensors walk through it, it goes off. I'm saying it's a problem. I know. But I'll go find them.
What did you ever do?
What? So, kids, I look at my. Isn't that, I have a little side report, whatever. There's a little area over there which is not in the. So it's not really mom's thing. Kids, what we look at my. Look at my. So, the Das Torah brings down that if you have to, just cover yourself. Look at the design is vital. Look at his push the vital. If you might have covered a bias, batashak. So the whole part, no, the whole part of the covered a bias over here is that you're doing something which is mavuzi. You're being vazed. Let's look at. If you have no other option, I don't think that's called a double design. And I wouldn't think that that's the word. Don't be mivaz of the sukkah. Mainly, like the Gemara brings down. The Gemara b'chayvus staff. I remember right now. The Gemara brings down that if you have to go to the bathroom katanim, and you're walking down the street, the Gemara says do it. I feel it in the shuk. That's the Gemara brings down. You do it even in the shuk. You do it like wherever you are because you're not supposed to hold in. It's not healthy, and you can do it even b'shuk. So from the sukkah and emal asot. So I would not think that's considered a davar b'zayin. L'maisa the dastar. If you have to, the dastar brings down. Cover yourself up. Cover yourself up and do whatever. So kids, I told my kids they should make it a clay and just like throw it out. No, whatever. Get rid of it. Throw it out. You know, out the window. We have a little garbage dump over there. Whatever. You know, chuck it out and throw it. That's what one should do. Anyhow. No. Yeah, it's going to get Tashemita, so the doing Tashemita, the Sukkah Becha brings down. Tashemita is not called Tava Bazi, two reasons. One is because it's Bechal Teisha came to Duru. That is a Mitzvah Teisha came to Duru, so therefore you have Mitzvah Teisha came to Duru, so Tashemita is where you live. So therefore, that's not because of Dabri Zayin, which is why we see the same concept. Tashemita is not, what? So that's what I'm saying. Vice to choice, the chilik is that here, if you have another option or not an option, right? If you have another option, not. So the kisa by Yalakim is down. Tashmita is not a double bizayin because Teshua came to Durul. Is yeah, you live. Void, he says, what's your issue with cloud? We are not Catholic. It's not called a Tashmita's bozoi. It's Mekayim a mitzvah. In Mekayim a mitzvah, it's a pur revu. You know, in Mekayim a simcha zayin, so it's a mitzvah. We don't look at it as something which is Dara Bizayim Bechal. It's a mitzvah. Therefore, Tashemita Bechal would not go into the Tashemita of a Dara Bizayim.
What do
you say?
Same way
to Bechal with the Svarim
in the room.
Let's take the Svarim out. Here's
Becher. But I'm saying it's because the Svarim are.
Here's Becher. So a couple of halachas go right to Menigeya. Yes, the diamond in the sukkah discuss is exit. Aruch Hashulchan doesn't like you. Aruch Hashulchan still got the Dallas when you get washing your hands in the sukkah. So he says, Negel Vasser, you have to do in the sukkah. It's Behechrich. That's what's good. What? Outside the sukkah. Okay. Kipshuta is Behechrich. You're not supposed to go down amicably to Tiasi Daim. Therefore, Negel Vasser says, yeah. He says, Tiasi Daim in the sukkah. He's not so happy about it. Could be that's considered. He's not. What?
You shouldn't say, you
know,
wash dishes, dirty dishes, washing hands.
It reminds me that the stipe of the Chaznish was noig. It crosses that bizarre, not bizarre, just shikaladas. It is. Chaznish, the Bian Chaznish was yes, noig to do it. It's a soy chasuda, it's not double bizarre. And they went say it's not considered double bizarre. Fine. So the Gemara brings down that there's a chalik between Kliya Chila and Kliya Shtia. What? No, it's something. It's dirty and whatever. This is the tzarich hasud. You have to wash over here. It's different. Fine. The Gemara brings down. The Gemara brings down the chilek between kli achila and kli shtiyah. What's the chilek between kli achila and kli shtiyah? Kli shtiyah is something which number one is not moyus, and also a person reuses it. Much in kli achila is something which is going to be moyus. The chorish is just examples. You know, if you have a kli achila lechoyer, which a person would reuse, not moyus, lechoyer, it would not be a problem. If you have a kli shtiyah, which is all filthy and dirty, I don't know, you take some type of drink, and it's the type of thing you're never going to reuse it, it's all dirty, lechoyer, and a chanami, that's something which would, yes, be a problem. Lechoyer, it's mitali, it's not like a takana, it's just more just giving shikala that. Certain things are yes to be zayin, certain things are not to be zayin. Certain things are kain to duro, it's not kain to duro. So kli shtiyah, saying normally you reuse it, and it doesn't get moist, it's okay. Mashenken kli achila is something which, Mal is the davar mois, then it's going to be a issue. So now Benigeya Kli Achila so says that Kederis and Karis have to be chutz l'sukkah. Kederis and Karis have to be chutz l'sukkah. So Mr. Bruce Medayik Mashmi Loshon Zeh that B'shas Achila Gam Kederis Mutter Lachnisim l'sukkah. It's Mashah the B'shas Achila it's Mutter to bring the pots to the sukkah. The question is, can you bring pots to the table and serve? What?
Soup,
you want to bring the soup, you want to bring, I mean, now it's like a fancy thing in all the restaurants, right? They come with the hot sizzling, what are those things called? Those dishes?
The
sure what? So the Mishra Mishra he pointed at Kedaira, he says, the minigun is to be machmir, even for Achila, why? Because the chishis is machmir, Mekdeir Cholgavni. That those which are machmer by kedera in every single case. It says even the mechaber, maybe it's not clear. Even shulchan aruch holds like that. Befrat mishen darke gam bebeisla ve kedera shulchanay. Vade yesh lizar b'zeh. And he says befrat. If you machmer normally, you have to do it. So kitzur comes out mishmer like this. Somebody is normally machmer not to bring the serving dish to the table. About that's going to yeshvi nizar b'zeh. If you're normally not, he says the minig olam is to be machmir b'zeh, because maybe the chlishes v'shidish are machmir and bechal gavi. What's he said at Dabavid? He said at Dabavid is we're having a teshuva king to do with the gadin over here, that being normal is not something a person does in a regular normal suda, so it's going to be in a sukkah, something which you shouldn't normally go ahead and do it. Now, so how's it in terms of like what's the get there of this? Now, let's say you're a person who always you do bring it to the table. Is it telling you, or is it telling, or is it telling Rei Bnei Adam? What? No. So Pashut, if that way we see clear. If you're one of your, are you? Do you bring a Coke bottle to the table or not? Right. So everyone probably. What? I think what's we do. So somebody that got married in like the first week, you know, wife comes out with like a glass pitcher with like something. It's like, what is that? It's like Coke. It's like. Like bring the bottle. She's like, bring the bottle to the table. Like, you know. Yeah. But you know, that was the first culture shock. But Al-Kapana, there were many more. But anyhow, but so a person like that who never brings the Coke bottle to the table. So you're somebody who deserves that. They should not bring the Coke bottle to the table by Sukkos, and you have to treat it the way you treat your dining room table. The question is other way around. If you're somebody who mal does do it, the shaila is. Is it, do you say that the pshat is, it's a bizarre in the sukkah, right? People don't bring it to the sukkah, or you say no? Klapa you, this is key to diru, and it doesn't have to be higher, you don't have to have a higher standard than the way you treat your dining room and living room. Anyone have any rights? I don't have any rights.
It doesn't have to be higher.
What?
Which
lady
says, I'm older from the Muslim, they still make the pot to be
higher. Right. No, the question is most people don't do it, right? The most people bring in a soup, you bring a soup out in bowls, most people, right? You don't bring it to the thing. But if you, if...
Even if your plate, if someone will be there for the rest of the day, you still
have
their plate.
Right? Okay, low burger. It's not good. Anyhow. So it gets a kli achila, you have to take out a sukkah, you have to eat, you have to take it out. The question is how quickly you have to take the kli achila out. How quickly you have to take it out. Mishra brings down, it's very, very... Which brings down that we mentioned the riff last time. The riff holds that the sukkah is pasul if you leave the kli achila in there. It's mamasha pasul sukkah. It brings down a lot of rishonim achilik in that. They say sukkah is not going to be pasul. There's a vada achila nochim lizar b'zat. You're very, very careful that you shouldn't have the kli achila in the sukkah because it's even a possibility you could pasul the sukkah. Now the question is, how quickly you have to take it out after you finish eating? So the place can say basically you can finish eating. It's not like, oh, you finish eating, you have to take it out. You can finish the meal up, whatever normal is. What? Before benching, right? After benching, right? Before benching, you know, you can finish up the suda. It's not like you have to be, oh, I finished eating, let's take it. You know, do whatever. You get the OCD people asking this question, like, oh, I finished eating, and how many minutes do I have to take it out? And I get to the sukkah again, you know. Whatever, the kids are.
You get there what you normally do.
Yeah, you finish the meal, and then you clean up. It doesn't have to be. But one big kula comes out of this. You finish Shal Shudis on Shabbos, can you clean up? So normal every week we say you know clean up. It's hachana. It's also to clean up for shalshes, and you know clean up. Over here, if you finish early and you want to send the sukkah, so it's a bizayin of the sukkah. It's not hachana. It's for now. The sukkah is mechayiv you that it should be. I understand. The sukkah is mechayiv you that you shouldn't be in. You have yeshiva and a matzvah zoyin. The riff holds if it's yeshiva and a matzvah zoyin, it's not. And kli achila is supposed to be mitzal. The halacha is mitzal kli achila after you finish eating, right? That's a halacha, right? Since mal, a person cleans up, therefore you do it. Therefore, besides the sukkah, that's mechayiv to go ahead and clean up. And therefore, Rabbi Asher said that you let it clean up. You want to, if you want to stay in the sukkah, if you leave in the sukkah in the chanami, but yeah, if you want to stay in the sukkah,
then you can leave it.
What
you
say?
Leave it in the sukkah. It's not a
design
if you're not there.
Even if you're not staying in the sukkah. No, in the chanami. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's a design in the sukkah. Yeah. I'm saying, and you're supposed to take it out. Therefore, you have to clean up after shalshus because being that it's not you're supposed to. I'm saying it's not achon is preparing something over here. It's not something which you're preparing, and therefore you're able to go ahead and clean up. I'm gonna get the candles. So the Gemara brings down that yesh chalak din a sukkah tana or sukkah gdela. The Gemara says that. Yeah, the Gemara brings down a sukkah tana. You can have the candle in the sukkah. Sukkah gdela. A sukkah gdela. It's not a problem. It's not going to be a problem. What's the get a sukkah tana? It's a Rashi Zayin al Zayin, but the place can say that Tosis says achshash is going to burn. I feel it's not going to be mitzvah semis b'shura. If it's kol kach, it's achshash is going to be a fire. You shouldn't have the candles in the sukkah. So this is v'enegeya lel Shabbos. Where should one or on Yontif? Where should one be lighting your neiros Yontif? Where should one be lighting neiros Shabbos? Now b'yisoy bechavtsa. Where does the neiros Shabbos neiros Yontif belong? It belongs on your dining room table. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be where you're eating. and it's supposed to be by the, it's supposed to be on the table. That's really the most ideal place every single Shabbos to go ahead and light on your dining table. It's supposed to be b'mokim achila, shum, that should be our, and that's the ideal place to light. Now every single Shabbos, you know, if you have children, not so practical. It could be a fire hazard. So many people have, like, on the side, they have, like, some type of thing to put it there, just, you know, out to the children.
That's less
than, you know. What? That's less than. Achilah, dining table. Yeah. I mean, or right next to it, they usually be none in the B'shas Achilah. Look, if you have children, unless they're, you know, your house is around, like, a boot camp, they don't move, then it's not really so practical. V'akamam b'negei sukkah, so should the neiros be in the sukkah? So, right, beside, technically, it should be in the sukkah. If it's a fire hazard, obviously you're not going to put, you're not going to have it in a sukkah. What do you do then? If you're not having it in a sukkah, I would say number one, like achilah, you should turn on the electricity in the sukkah. Shame it's a sukkah, because Rav Pesachim holds, quite everyone holds that yotze ner Shabbos with electricity. It doesn't have to be a do it. What? What do you say? Do it on both, and then light, and then you should light like somewhere in the light, somewhere maybe in the kitchen or something where you prepare the tzarchei suda, and that. What? Then what?
In the second. You want to have a whole thing left.
We're talking about the kids, though.
Right. Yeah. You hear the difference, right? You hear the difference between you and him, right? Okay. What did I say? He said you have kids. That doesn't go. So, no. Right, could be making English kid. Yeah, the halacha discusses what's going to be the halacha with the dili. So this gets in again a little bit. It's also not a double bar. Can you have an urn in the sukkah? Can you keep an urn in the sukkah? So Gemara says that the dili shel eitz. The Gemara says that that's something which also goes out of the sukkah. So Aruch HaNer has a shayla like this. When the Gemara says that the dli has the chafza has to be out of the sukkah, what's it talking about? Is it talking about bechlal can come into the sukkah, or is it something which, you come to the sukkah with tzarech, and then afterwards you could take it out? You could take it out of the sukkah. So he starts off saying that the choyra, the Gemara says two things. The Gemara says the kalim of the achila have to be out of the sukkah, and also the dli has to be out of the sukkah. Why is it the two different cases? What's the difference? Why don't you put them all together? Just say achila, dli. Why isn't it put all together? It's like the alchaner. It could be that there's a chilek. The pshat is a kalim. You bring in the tzayrich, and therefore, and then you take it out. And the dli is something which mechalal doesn't belong in the sukkah at all. This is maybe the opposite. According to Tosis, what's the kalim talking about?
Hot.
No. Can I tell you what it's talking about?
Klilisha.
Klilisha is something which never goes in the sukkah. This is maybe mismatch of a carrot. That klilisha is something which never goes in the sukkah. I'm saying, oh yeah, this is something which could go in the sukkah. Akapanim, the maskana of the Archanel, the maskana of the Berlach, the Gemara brings down that Ragamil brought the Dili into the sukkah. You see, definitely you can bring the Dili into the sukkah. But Tzayrach, then afterwards you go ahead and, what? I was like, afterwards you put in, then afterwards you have to go in and take it out. So Menegeya, the urn, the shah is like this. Izzy said the davar is that the dili is something which maybe. The Chari said the davar is you shouldn't have something in the sukkah when it's not a tzorech. In other words, you don't leave your potsy afterwards. You shouldn't leave the dili afterwards. Okay, I have to stop. Okay, I have to stop here. Fine.